stands here before us today, and you are going to speak through him today. And I just pray that he would be focused and be able to concentrate on the word that he has prepared and that you have led him in. And I also ask that we would also be receptive, Lord, that you would open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears to the word that we will hear today. Amen. How do you want to do? Put this in here? Yes.
Thank you, man of God. Morning. Good morning. Are you blessed today? It's nice to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I believe we're going to have a wonderful time in the presence of God. Amen. Just want to thank the program director who has been helping us to lead and facilitate the service. A job well done. Thank you to the choir or the praise team. Thank you for the technicians there. And for everyone that has come today, especially that it's school holidays, most of the people want to be with their families. But you took your time to be in the house of the Lord today. What an awesome thing to do. So you are welcome once again in the house of the Lord. Holy Spirit, let's just pray. Holy Spirit, we invite you. For we cannot do anything without you. Overshadow us with your presence. And let your perfect will be done in this service as it is in heaven. Father, we acknowledge that Jesus, you are our teacher. You are our chief priest. You are the head of this body of Christ. Therefore, take full preeminence even as we continue to worship you. It is in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, that we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We'll continue with the series that was started last Sunday. And like to thank Sister Ruth. What a wonderful word that she brought last week. Very powerful word. She laid a very good foundation. And I hope I'll be able to fit in her shoes because she articulated it very well. Amen. So we'll just continue with that series from the first letter that Peter wrote. Amen. The Apostle Peter wrote. And today we are looking at the second chapter. Amen. Because last week we looked at the first chapter. Amen. So we'll continue with the second chapter of First Peter. Hallelujah. We continue with Peter, and Sister Ruth gave a bit of background about the book of First Peter, that it was written, it was more like a sermon that Peter wrote to the Christians or the Jews that were in exile in an area called, Taurus Mountains. In our present day, that is called Turkey. So these are the Christians that were based there. They were sort of in exile. And they were going through difficult times. They were being persecuted. They were being intimidated. They suffered hardship. And I believe it's because of their faith. As we know, anything that is to do with God receives an attack. And I hope you can agree with me. Anything that is close to God, or that is for God, always receives an attack. Why? Because we are in this world. And this world is not our world. It's the world full of darkness, the world full of sin. This is where devil has been thrown into and is reigning terror. So, even these Jews who were in Turkey, they never escaped the attacks from the enemy. They were being persecuted. But one thing that we have to remember is that God has got a reason for everything that we go through in life. Even for those Jews who were Christians in that part of the world, there was a reason why he allowed them to go through that. remain, because no one loves to experience troubles. No one loves to experience persecution. No one loves to experience suffering. Amen. But God sometimes allows us to go through them so that we can save His purpose. Amen. That we can also experience spiritual growth when we go through those tests, when we go through those persecutions, when we go through hard times. You never be the same. You can never remain the same person when you go through tough times. Because one, you learn something out of it if you succeed. Especially if you are on the side of God. Amen. Your spiritual growth, you will manifest spiritual growth. Amen. You can identify the goodness of God to say, indeed, I did not mean for God being on my side. When I went through what I went through, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have what I have today, but it's because of the grace of God. So even with our brothers and sisters in that part of the world who Peter wrote to encourage them, amen, God had allowed them to go through that so that they can be strengthened, so that their faith could be increased, so that their faith could be taken to another level, and their relationship with God would be strengthened. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to the people of God. I'm speaking to believers here, just like them. Amen. In other words, these people depended on God. And because of their cries, Peter had to write a letter, a sermon, to encourage them. Amen? To encourage them that you are children of God. Like Sister Ruth mentioned last week, you are chosen people. He reminded them to say, you are chosen people. You are not just ordinary people. You have been chosen by God. You are holy, so remain holy. Amen. Let's just go through the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 4. Amen. If you can just put it up on the screen. Hallelujah. Amen. As you come to Him, the living stone rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones, are being built into spiritual house to be holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God and through Jesus Christ. Amen. Just continue from here. So as we come to the living stone. Who is the living stone? I believe it's Jesus. Amen. I believe it's Jesus. So he was encouraging them to say, remember you are Christians. And as you come closer, as you draw closer to Jesus, who was rejected by men. Amen. Who was rejected by men. Amen. Remember that you are coming to a living stone that was rejected by humans, by men, but chosen by God. So you also, you are living stones that are being built in a spiritual house. We are the temple of this spiritual stone. This spiritual being. You are becoming the house of God, the temple of God. Amen. You have to remember that you are holy priests or priesthood that offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and good to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And then Simon Peter here, or Apostle Peter here, quotes a scripture from, I believe it's coming from one of the books in Isaiah. It says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone or capstone. The one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. He's trying to encourage them here. Peter's trying to encourage to say, in spite of what you are going through, in spite of the persecution that you continue to receive from the pagans, those who don't believe in God, remember that you are coming to Jesus. You have got Jesus on you. You have got Jesus dwelling in you. You've got Jesus on your side. You have got Jesus. Your feet are planted on. Amen. So you should remain anchored in Him. Amen. For you are also like living stones that are built up into a spiritual house. Hallelujah. So trust in this Jesus. Amen. Though He was rejected by other men, trust in this Jesus. And once you trust in this Jesus, you will never be put to shame. You will never be disappointed. You will never give up. Amen. You will never be intimidated if you remain anchored in Jesus as your capstone or as your chief cornerstone. Now, you remember very well that when Jesus came, He was rejected by His own people, the Jews. He was regarded to be an imposter. Said, this one cannot be the child, the Christ that you've been waiting for. Amen? And most of the people, those Jews that rejected Him, the Bible says, those people are stumbling. They stumbled. Amen. Those people are stumbling. In other words, Jesus became like a stumbling block for them. Amen. Or a snare for them that they could not stand and live. Because Jesus is our way, the life, and the truth. So if anyone rejects Jesus, no one can stand. Amen. No one can live. So these people, they stumbled. Why? Because they disobeyed Him. Amen. But for those that believed in Him, Peter says from verse 9, just beam it, it says, but you who are chosen, you are chosen people, like Sister Ruth said, you are chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation. Hallelujah. A holy nation. So even for us today who are believers, are coming to church today, and many other people throughout the world that have truly accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Amen. From their hearts, not just from their lips. Amen. Not from the outward appearance, but from their hearts. Those who have truly accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, Peter said, you are chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness. Amen. And those cannot stumble. Amen. Even if they stumble and fall, even if we stumble and fall because we are chosen by Him, hallelujah, He will be there to help us rise again. Hallelujah. Because we have been chosen. We are peculiar people. We are not just ordinary people. We are unique in the nature of God. Hallelujah. We are part of Him. We are engraved in the hands of God. Amen. We are engraved in the palm of God. Even the names of those people are written in the book of life in heaven. Amen. We are priests, royal priesthood. Now, if you are chosen, you become special to God. And God will pay much attention on you. Amen. And if you are chosen, you are not just chosen to be people who are just sitting. We have to serve the Lord. That's why He says you are royal priesthood, meaning you have to serve in the kingdom of God. In your priesthood, you have to save. You don't have just to sit. And this is what Peter was reminding them. We also remind them that you are a holy nation. Amen. A nation that is selected by God. A nation that is set apart. A nation that is consecrated for the kingdom of God. So you have to be strong. Amen. You are God's special people. who are possessed by Him, who is taken care of, who is taken care of by God. God will be your captain. God will be your provider. God will be your security. God will be your provider. God will be your healer. God will be everything. In Him you shall live. In Him you shall move. In Him you shall have the being, you shall have the being of God or the life of God, because you are a special possession. That's what Peter was reminding them. And even today, that is a reminder that we are given by the Lord this morning. That because we believe in Him, we have made Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen. We are special people in His eyes. Amen. We have become the apple of God's eye. Amen. Wherever we are, God is watching over us. Wherever we are, God is keeping us. God is listening. He's paying attention to our concerns. Amen. And He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be always with us as long as we continue trusting in Him. As long as we continue anchoring our life in Him, as long as we remain and draw and closer to Him. The Bible says in the book of John that if we remain in Him, amen, and abide ourselves in Him, He is also going to remain with us. Amen. And anything that we shall ask from Him, even when we are being persecuted, even when we are going through difficult times, even when we are sick or when things are not working for us, anything we shall ask from Him, because we are in Him, He shall provide for us. He shall respond to our prayers. He shall meet us at our point of need. Amen. So we are living stones. We are not dead stones at all, as children of God, as believers. Just like Peter reminded the Jews, those Christians in Turkey today, many years ago, the same message applies to us as believers, as children of God, as followers of God. We are special people in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Now in verse 11, we are reminded to say, as living stones, we have to be careful in the society where we live in. In the places where we live. In the places where God has planted us to work or to serve Him. Amen? Why? Because in this world where we are in, like I said, we are just passing through. Though we are in this world, that's why Jesus said, we are not from this world. Amen. Though we are in this world, we are not from this world. We are more like foreigners. We are more like people who are just passing through. We have to obey and be obedient. Turn away from sinful things, sinful desires, which are waging war against our souls. Look at what's happening today in the world. Everywhere you go, people are dying. It's violence, disobedience, wickedness. You look at the television, you listen to the news, look at the things that are circulating in the social media. It's all negative things. It's the enemy that is at work. So even as Christians, we have to be very careful that we don't fall prey to this wickedness that is going on. The sinful things that are happening, we have to be very careful. In this world that we are in, we have to turn away from sinful desires. Amen. From sinful desires, which are waging war against our souls, and live a life that is worthy of God. Amen. So that even those people that we interact with, they are going to say, indeed, this one is a child of God. This one is born of God. Amen. This one belongs to Jesus because of the way we talk, because of the way we handle ourselves, because of the way we walk, the way we treat others, and our actions. I will share with you the scripture in the book of Galatians chapter 6, amen, verse 22, on how we should live. So our focus should be that Jesus should be our living stone as believers. Why? Because He's invisible and He's an everlasting God. 2 is that Jesus is our refuge, is our protection, is our security as children of God, and we have to depend on Him. Amen? Because Jesus is the foundation of our lives. Jesus is the foundation of our lives. Without Him, we can continue complaining like those Jews who were in Turkey. Hallelujah. Now, as believers, there are things that we have to remember most of the time. What are the values of Christianity? What are the values of Christianity? Because these are Christians that were in Turkey. Amen? And according to Peter was reminding them of what they went through. There are certain values that you are supposed to obey, to have as Christians for them to survive the persecution that they were going through. The first value is that they needed to maintain their relationship and fellowship with God, because Christianity is a relationship and fellowship with God. And this is what Jesus came for. Jesus came for to restore our relationship and fellowship with God. Amen. So that's the first value that we should remember, that we have to maintain that relationship and fellowship. If we stop relating with God, then the enemy will take advantage. If we stop fellowshipping with God, the enemy will come and attack us. The enemy will find a loophole to come and persecute us, to come and dislodge us from the position that we have as children of God. The second thing is we have to live in spirit in this world. Amen. And avoid sinful desires, which I've already mentioned. Amen. Number 3, we have to get rid of sin. In other words, in avoidance of sin. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3 says, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Amen. We have to get rid of sinful nature in our lives, desires, but crave for the word of God. That is the pure milk that the scripture is telling us about. Read the word of God. Meditate upon the word of God. Amen. Speak the word of God. Obey the word of God. Not just reading, but we need to be doers of the word of God. And that's how we can maintain our fellowship and relationship, or our relationship and fellowship with God, so that we commune with Him, just like we've been doing the Holy Communion today. This is how we have to be communing with God, through the word of God, through prayer. Amen. And praises and hymns and psalms that we sing to God. Number 4, we need to live by the Spirit and not by flesh, for us to maintain our relationship and fellowship with God. And this is what Peter was also encouraging the Christians in Turkey that he wrote this sermon to say, live by the Spirit of God. And we know from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, the Bible tells us that the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which can help us to turn away from deceitful nature, is 1, we need to love. We need to love as Christians, and God is love. Without love, then we are nothing. We need to show love. We need to love God with all our hearts, our souls, and our spirit. We need to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Amen. We need to save with love. We need to help people with love. We need to encourage people with love. Amen. We have to show kindness. We have to have peace. We have to have the fruit of patience, kindness. We have to have the spirit of goodness. These are Christian values that people can see that indeed this person is serving the Lord. This person is with Jesus. This person, he has got the light and the hand of God. Amen. Because because we are showing love, we are being patient, we are showing kindness to people, and there is self-control in us, there is faithfulness in us, there is gentleness, there is self-control in things that we do. And people are going to identify the presence of God in our lives. In conclusion, let's read the book of Colossians chapter, if you've got Bibles, Colossians chapter 3, starting from verse 12. Amen. As people who are chosen by God, as people who are peculiar, people who are holy, and who have called out of darkness, this is what the book of Colossians is encouraging us. From verse 12, I begin reading. The Bible says, therefore, as God's chosen people, who holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion. Amen. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Verse 13, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. We have to bear with each other. There is no one who is perfect. Amen. And we have to forgive others as Christians, or as people who are called, who are chosen and who are peculiar, who belong to God. We have to forgive, and that we can also be forgiven. We have to bear each other. We have to tolerate each other. Amen. Verse 14 says, and of all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Without love, you cannot show compassion. Without love, you cannot be humble. Without love, you can never be gentle. Amen. So we need to put love first. Amen. That's going to bind all these together in unity. Verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. The peace of Jesus Christ rule in our hearts, because our hearts is the temple. That's where God sits. That's where the Holy Spirit sits. So let the peace of God rule in our hearts. Amen. And as members of the body, we are called to peace, or we were called to peace, and we have to be thankful. Verse 15, let the word of Christ dwell in your heart as richly, as you teach and admonish one another. The word of God should always be in our hearts. The word of God should always be in our hearts. If there is no word of God in our hearts, then the enemy will bring negative things, sinful desires, sinful words will come out of our hearts. So as children of God, who are called and chosen, amen, who are holy, amen, who are holy and who belong to God, we need to allow the word of God, this word of God, to always remain in our hearts. So that when whatever we speak, we'll speak from the things that we have installed in our hearts. Amen. Things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are truthful, things that are praiseworthy, things that are excellent. Amen. And that's how it's going to help us even to manage our minds. Amen. If we allow the word of God in our hearts. Let's just continue. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Whatever we do, we should do it in the name of Jesus, as people that are chosen of God, as people that are truly born again, as people that belong to the kingdom of God, as people who are called by the name of God, as people who serve the Lord of all lords, the King of all kings, we have to always, always be thankful. We have to always do things or say things in word in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, we have to identify that Jesus is the key in our lives. That Jesus is everything in our lives, in our marriages, in our careers, in everything we do. Amen? In our families, Jesus should be the center of our lives. And we have to acknowledge Him, all the time, in everything we do. Amen. So this message that we have heard, let us allow it to sink in our hearts once again. And let our hearts be open to commune with God all the time, day and night, using the same word of God that we read, the same word of God that we hear, the same word of God that maybe is communicated by us through social media. And as we do that, our faith will never remain the same. For the word of God declares that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Faith comes by reading the same word of God. Amen. And if our faith grows, that will please God. Without faith, we cannot please God. May the Lord bless the word of God. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you for the word of God that has come this morning. Thank you, Lord, that indeed you are our teacher and you have taught us your word. Father, we pray, committing our lives into your hands, that Lord, allow this word to remain in us. Allow this word to transform us, because we are your children. Father, renew our faith through this word and help us to be doers of the word, not just listeners, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that this word has come at the right time to encourage us, to inspire us, to revive us, to renew us, to strengthen us, my Lord, and to draw us even closer to you. Father, help us, my Lord, to be obedient. Help us, my Lord, to live in spirit and not in flesh. Help us, my Lord, to depend on you. Help us, my Lord, to be sensitive even to the Holy Spirit, that we may relate to you, that we may fellowship with you all the time. Father, we thank you because you are a faithful God. Father, we thank you because you are a good God. Father, we thank you because you are a merciful God. You are a compassionate God. You are the God, my Lord, we depend on. We commit, Lord, even those that we are not with us today, that wherever they are on holidays, Lord, as we have already prayed, that you continue also to minister to them, to encourage them. And Lord, even those that have traveled for holidays, cover them under the blood of Jesus. Fortify them, my Father, that no weapon fashioned against them shall prevail. We thank you because you are a good Father. We thank you because you are a faithful God. You are reliable. You are dependable. And you are trustworthy. Thank you once again for this word. And help us to go through this week, my Lord, with you on our side, because you are our helper. Lord, order the steps of our lives. And help us, my Lord, to remain dependent on you, because you are our good shepherd. We thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God richly bless you. Amen. If there are some people that need prayers, please, you can stick around and then we can pray together with you. Those people that need prayer, those who are feeling discouraged, those people that are not feeling too well in their bodies, please let us trust God. Remain in prayer. We pray together and let's see what God can do. Amen.
Thanks, Daniel. Well done. I was just reminded while Daniel was preaching, He referred to the Bible so many times. And it's so fantastic when someone who's sharing some sort of story on a Sunday morning refers to the Bible. It just reminded me that we are a Bible-based church. You know, and that's where we need to look, not to the Facebook and all the other things that are happening in the world. When we want encouragement, we must go back to that Bible that Daniel has pointed us to this morning. So I run a tight ship, and we've got 10 more minutes. So I thought I would just go through a few ideas that I've been having. If you could all just sit quietly. No, it's holidays. It's holidays. You get 10 minutes off. So normally our service goes from about 9 to about 10:30, but we're flexible. And there's tea and coffee on the veranda where you can stand outside and be flexible in the sun. And there are even rusks. How much do rusks cost? Rusks and hot chocolate are free. I wish I'd known. I've been standing back and not having hot chocolate and rusks for a couple of weeks now. So I wish you all the blessings for the rest of Sunday and a good week ahead. Amen.